Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, going to be cloudy and breezy, got a chance for some showers. High today near 63 degrees. Kenosha right now 61. In Burlington, some light drizzle, 56. In Milwaukee, 61, also 61 degrees. In Racine, a turnout for transit meeting at Racine County's Isgrove office complex involved mostly municipal leaders, but also a few citizens with concerns about the governor and the legislature finding a solution to the transportation funding problem that is again impacting completion of the I-94 north-south corridor in Racine and Kenosha counties. Jerry Franke, president of Wispark, the development arm of WEC Energy Group, noted that their five business parks along the interstate have been growing. That includes the newest in Caledonia, and he said, "We need to get this interstate done."
We're on the northern edge of what is one of the few megalopolises in this country. We need to take advantage of the fact that right now a lot of companies are looking at alternatives to Illinois, and having our transportation system be up to par is extremely important to those. We know that there's a lot of distribution center jobs being generated. Those jobs are rising up in the income status. They're good, steady jobs.
State Representative Tom Weatherston acknowledged we Republicans are going to do a little headbutting with our governor on road funding, while he said he's open to creative solutions.
Cars are becoming much more fuel efficient. New electric cars are out there. So even if we change the gas tax, it's self-defeating in the long run. Our registration fees in Wisconsin are the lowest in the Midwest by almost half of our neighbors. I was just talking to my son about this. My son lives in Colorado. He and I own the same motor vehicles. My registration is $75. His is $400.
Barb Otis of Mount Pleasant asked when Durant Avenue was going to get fixed, why there's no commuter train, and about municipal vehicle stickers to create more road dollars.
I grew up in the suburbs of Illinois, of Chicago. And in Illinois, every village, town, city had their own sticker for their vehicles. That would be a way to raise some revenue in Wisconsin. I mean, I would be willing to pay for a sticker for my car if I knew that money went towards building the roads.
In Kenosha, 18 people gathered at the municipal building for the same meeting. Brighton Town Chair John Keel noting that there are still gravel roads in his community because there's a lack of funding. Meanwhile, Kenosha's Transit Director Ron Iwin said the answer to all the state's transportation problems is increased revenue, and that, he said, is going to mean some kind of a tax increase. And Mayor John Antaramian believing that the legislature is going to have to be borrowing when it comes to the next budget to finish promised major road projects like the expansion of the interstate, but that's not going to fix the problem in general.
I think it's important that we sit down with the elected officials and say, just borrowing the money isn't going to solve the problem. How are you going to sustain it?
Right.
Now, borrowing money is okay. There's nothing wrong with the process. It's making sure that you have the ability to sustain what you're doing.
It was suggested that a meeting of elected officials, local and other state lawmakers from both Kenosha and Racine counties be scheduled to open a dialogue on transportation issues facing the state's municipalities. Kenosha County Senator Bob Wirch again calling for the sale of the governor's mansion, only this time the money ought to go towards transportation projects that the governor plans to delay, like the I-94 situation in Kenosha and Racine counties. The Democratic lawmaker in his news release says the governor's mansion is a cost of more than $1 million to tax taxpayers in a four-year term, but is now largely ceremonial. And in his words, we can do without it. Completion of the I-94 expansion, on the other hand, he says, is key to economic development in the region, and it must be a priority. And Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley is looking to roll out a $60 vehicle registration fee or a wheel tax, with the money going to repair county highways and to fund the county's bus system. Abley telling reporters it would bring in over $27 million a year. For City of Milwaukee residents, that would increase vehicle registration fees to $155 and include the state fee of $75 and the city wheel tax of $20. The Milwaukee man accused of firing the shots that killed 5-year-old Layla Peterson about 2 years ago is now facing up to 100 years in prison when he is sentenced in December. Carl Barrett convicted of first-degree reckless homicide for the November 2014 shooting death. Peterson shot while sitting on her grandfather's lap. Barrett opened fire on the house he believed it was the home of somebody else. Two other people entered guilty pleas for their involvement in the shooting. Both are awaiting sentencing. Two counts of misdemeanor obstructing police filed in Racine County against a local woman. She allegedly reported her children missing while she knew where they were with a friend. Police canvassed around the 1300 block of Frederick Street Wednesday afternoon for the 8 and 12-year-olds after their mother reported they didn't show up for school. Court documents indicate 38-year-old Teresa Garcia had someone pick up the children to take them to school because she had to leave for work. Now, police say that woman claimed Garcia called her about picking up the kids because they were home alone and that she, Garcia, didn't want to go to jail. Garcia pleading not guilty to the charges yesterday. Her next court date is October 27th. Efforts continuing in Racine Unified to improve what is known as the school climate, which includes student behavior and overall student safety. A three-year strategic plan developed with help from a large state grant to address concerns raised by parents and others in the community. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion telling the Board of Education about planning and data-driven decisions.
Survey data, suspension data, our feedback we got back from staff in writing, anecdotal information that we were getting from staff and community members across all different types of meetings. We had various listening sessions at different types of school settings so that we can really get a good analysis of what's really going on in our schools and what do our staff see as important for us to address right away.
He explained how they're trying to build off what was started within the past few years and making any needed changes along the way. School climate, he said, a nationwide issue, but RUSD's plan focuses on several of the specifics. The newly approved community policing model, also now a part of that strategic plan for Unified on school climate. Reuters announcing the 100 most innovative universities in the world for 2016, and the UW system ranks number 13. The Reuters list relies exclusively on empirical data such as patent filings and research paper citations, but it also looks at the educational institutions doing the most to advance science, invent new technologies, and help drive the global economy. Armed with that report, System President Ray Cross says, now is the time to invest in the UW system so that, in his words, we can continue to provide the excellent quality that people expect and deserve. Just a reminder that new law starts tomorrow in Wisconsin to make it illegal to talk on a cell phone while in a construction zone. It's a potential $40 fine, $100 for repeat offenders. Law enforcement officials hoping the law will keep drivers a little more focused and maybe lead to fewer vehicle crashes. Folks in the Burlington area are going to be seeing their new 142,000-square-foot Aurora Health Center on the 17th of October. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In advance of the opening, Aurora Health Center Southern Lakes will host an open house Saturday for local residents to tour the building and meet the doctors who will be working there. Aurora announced plans for the new facility in January of 2014. It will house 40 physicians along with surgery and cancer centers. The total cost of the project is estimated at $82 million. In a statement, Lisa Just, the president of Aurora Health Center's Western Racine and Kenosha counties area, said the new center will bring more health care options to residents throughout the region. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And we know, Mike, you were very concerned about this. Wisconsin's cranberry crop expected to be better than last year, 5.2 million barrels versus 4.856 million in 2015. Wisconsin, North America's leading producer of the fruit, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says 62% of the crop in this country comes from the Badger State. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association predicting domestic sales going to be up by 5% this year and exports to be up by about 7%. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.